Before we proceed with Mr. Melina Travlou and Mr. Grimaldi, we have a very short message from our minister, Mr. Stylianides, who unfortunately for us has been called away. He is on a trip to China, so he gave us a very short video that we are going to see now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a great pleasure to address such a distinguished audience brought together by CapdaLink, and I would like to thank the organizers for their kind invitation. Unfortunately, institutional obligations do not allow me to be with you in person. So, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts through this video message. Before I go further, however, let me congratulate Emmanuel Grimaldi for receiving the 2024 CapdaLink Maritime Sustainability Award. This is no doubt a recognition of his commitment and contribution to sustainability and best industry practices. A true example of excellence. Dear friends, excellence is a crucial concept in all aspects of life, including the economic sector and, of course, in shipping. So, the question becomes, is it possible to continue achieving excellence, true excellence in shipping in such a challenging and volatile global environment? My answer is simple. Yes, we can. Through the collective work within the European Union and the International Maritime Organization, IMO, we have developed an ecosystem of international, regional, and national norms, a strong framework for good practices. A shipping company that wants to achieve excellence must comply with this regulation also. It must show readiness to adapt. Second, to grow in a sustainable manner. Third, to exercise corporate responsibility and work ethics, and of course, to respect its employees both on land and at sea to safeguard their safety and welfare. At the same time, it must invest in green and innovative technologies. Arguably, someone can say that current uncertainties make excellence hard to achieve. And we must admit, shipping in particular has major challenges to tackle. The transition to a carbon-free era is one of the most important, if not the most important challenge for the future of shipping. How can a shipping company navigate its way? I really believe that the 2023 IMO strategy on the reduction of GHG emissions from ships provides a solid pathway towards the decarbonization of shipping by the middle of this century. The upcoming 82nd meeting of the Marine Environment Protection Committee presents a crucial milestone. We must make concrete decisions on the midterm measures leading to net zero industry. And we have to ensure the worldwide availability of safe and affordable low and zero carbon fuels. Our common goal is to create a predictable investment environment. So, and I strongly believe that collaboration is of the essence. To do so, we need collaboration for a radical and at the same time pragmatic transformation. Greece strongly supports initiatives such as the Clean Energy Marine Hubs, which aims to do exactly this, to coordinate all stakeholders and join decarbonization efforts from ports, shipping companies, and energy fuel suppliers. At the same time, we all recognize that the green transition entails costly investments. Therefore, it's time, high time, to explore new initiative, new innovative financial instruments. We need both private and public financing in the form of PPP, the very well-known public-private partnership. At the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Insular Policy, we believe in this approach. We strongly believe. And we already started to take such realistic initiatives, starting from the passengers fleet renewal, but also soon expanding to the building of larger fleet vessels and related equipment. But we must not forget the importance of human capital. Excellence in shipping must include the social part of the industry. The future of shipping cannot exist without skilled professionals. This is why our ministry has declared the years of 2024 and 2025 as years for maritime education. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish a very success to this important forum, and I'm sure its results will provide us with useful insights on the pathway towards maritime excellence. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you to the minister, and I wish that I hope he's having a very productive time in his trip to China.